This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. I'm going to join the show, 888-808-1019. You know, I was supposed to be on an hour from now, but here we go. What's up, Rami?
What's up?
Yikes!
What time that takes you, 8 p.m.?
I don't know. I think we're doing a midnight to noon shift. So this is a 12-hour shift.
Been
so.
There.
Oh, man. Oh, look, Aaron Judge just hit another home run.
I heard Juan Soto just took another walk.
Listen, he got the only hit and the only RBI as well for the Mets today. So that's a whole nother topic. The Mets were, and I'll start there. Because if you look on social media, you think the Mets season is over. 12 for 88, 5 runs scored, and they were 0 for 15 with 6 strikeouts against the fastball. And yes, Juan Soto had the only RBI and the only hit, a double. And if he would have had another hit, I would have hit my parlay because I had him for 2 hits, plus 300. Griffin Canning pitched good. He did pitch good. He just made one mistake, and that was to Alvarez, and that was the difference. The Mets had their chances. Horrible runners in scoring position. Lindor, no hits to start the season. Mets fans already forgot last season him finishing second place in MVP because you're a bunch of idiots. You're a bunch of idiots. And you know who you are. The same usual suspects. Brett Beatty is not a major leaguer. I don't care. 6 at-bats, 7 at-bats? No. How about the other 400, 500, 600 at-bats he's had as a major leaguer? He's not a major league baseball player. He's not. He's a quadruple A all-star. That's what he is. He's not. Ronnie Mauricio can't come back soon enough, and I can't believe I'm about to say these words. Jeff McNeil can't be back soon enough. I'd rather have Luis Angel Acuña playing second base every day over Brett Beatty because he's not a major leaguer. He's great in spring training, and all you schmucks fell for that again. If you haven't noticed, I'm feeling extra tonight. Extra. And you got Pete Alonso swinging at the first pitch in the ninth. Pop up to first after Soto walks a walk. Try saying that 10 times. And then Brandon Nimmo swings at the first pitch. Foul ball. But the Mets had opportunities, didn't come through. And the Mets lose 2 out of 3 to the Astros to start the season. But again, if you listen to the Mets fans on social media, which is a cesspool, thank God I'm no longer on Facebook because that was even worse. You think the season is over. It's not over. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Astros. And they had plenty of chances. And they just didn't get it done. The positive is McGill pitched well. Griffin Canning pitched well. Buto pitched well out the bullpen. Diaz was throwing 98. Those are the positives. Juan Soto, those are the positives. Jose Siri, he giveth and taketh away. He's going to be a player that's going to drive us nuts this year. Stealing bases and then making bonehead plays. It's going to happen. If he gets that relay in clean, he's out at the plate. Didn't happen. Jeremy Pena hits a Little League home run. I'm sick of these stadiums that are bandboxes. That would have been a home run in six stadiums. Six. I'm sure you can guess the six. It's a joke. What was that smart comment you made?
If you're sick of it, it goes both ways. Both teams play in the same stadium. Soto's hit was an out in most stadiums.
I don't get why baseball has different dimensions everywhere. Just
it's part of the personality.
But it
works to your benefit is my point. Like, Soto's hit is an out in most stadiums.
These guys are bigger, stronger. The stadiums, I feel like the dimensions are just outdated. Come on, how many times? For example, Aaron Judge is going for his fourth home run at the game today, the Yankee game, which they hit. Nine homers. Eight or nine. They had nine.
Nine, yeah.
Nine homers, yeah. 20 runs, five errors. The five errors are... That's going to be a problem all year with the Yankees. Errors again with the fielding. Well, we'll get into them later. But Aaron Judge is going for the fourth homer, hits a ball in the air, and I'm like, this is a pop-up, but it might be a home run to right field. And then even Dave Sims on the radio, he, at one of these Yankee games, said... Misplayed the ball himself. Miscalled the ball. Pop up. Oh, it's a home run. Yeah, I know Joe Buck as well did the same thing. But Mets fans overreacting. Can we relax? Can we just relax? Like, I said I wasn't going to get caught up in this mess again with the Mets fan base, but here we are again. Here we are again. Three games. Forget three games. Because it was one game into the season that they were flipping out. Oh, Clay Holmes, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Lindor. Oh, Alonso. Bah, Juan Soto struck out. Ah, $800 million wait. You guys are a pain in the ass. You are. You beg for the season to get here. Then the season's here. And then you bitch and moan after one game that the season's over. It's a long season. It's a long season, and breaking news, unlike the phone call, the caller that asked Mike, can the team go 162 and 0, which is a throwback I heard this week on Evan and Tiggy. No team has ever gone 162 and 0. It's never happened. Never. Not even close. Never happened. So can we pump the brakes? Can we calm down? The Mets could now go to Miami. They should win 2 out of 3. You know, I'm happy that McGill pitched well. I'm happy that Griffin Canning pitched well. And by the way, the Mets aren't the only team with a pitching lab. I heard during the Yankee broadcast, they talked about the pitching lab. They have a pitching lab as well. So, let's take it easy with the pitching lab stuff.
Apparently, they have a hitting lab now.
Well, they have a baseball bat that looks like the size of an elephant's trunk. I mean, I saw this bat. This is legal?
It looks like these softball bats.
I've never seen this. I've watched baseball 40 plus years. That you can shift the barrel, make it bigger. What the hell is going on?
I saw a full breakdown on this, essentially saying there's nowhere in the rule book that says you can't do it.
Well, get ready for some bitching and moaning because somebody's going to complain like the tush push.
Well, everyone's going to start doing it. There's going to be too many home runs, and then they're going to ban it, just like the sticky stuff. The Yankees should have kept it to themselves. They should have kept it quiet. I don't know why they have the Yes Network blasting it out.
Because you know how everything goes. You have to post on social media. You have to say, you have to make your analytical department look like the best in the world. That's what happens. And the bat Jazz Chisholm had, the one that I saw in the picture, that looked like a deformed bat.
Yes, Jazz has looked the most.
Yeah. Like, they stuffed a bunch of, I almost got in trouble and said something I shouldn't have said.
Yeah, what was that?
Looks like his bat had an implant, if you know what I'm saying. That's what it looked like. Extra. My man was packing. That's the way that bat, it looked obnoxious, that bat. I'm like, this can't be legal. And I saw a tweet that, I should have screenshotted it, damn it. They said, that you have to report it to the league when you do something like this and the rules committee and blah, 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 and they approve this. They approve this. Imagine Mark McGuire's bat back in the day. If he was doing this, forget it. Barry Bonds? Hey, but good for the Yankees. The same way the Dodgers are deferring money, the Yankees are doing something with their bat. They found the loophole. They're packing some extra. Swinging a big stick. A thick stick. Hey, 20 runs? Nestor Cortez. I mean, how would you like to be Nestor Cortez? Your last outing as a Yankee, you give a grand slam to Freddie Freeman in the World Series. And then you face the team you played for where you gave up that grand slam. And the first three batters you face, crack, crackety, crack. Back to back to back home runs. So four batters in a row, four home runs in a row. Nestor was anything but nasty. The Yankees were nasty to Nestor.
I actually heard Aaron Judge as he was rounding third look out and say, that's for Freddie Freeman.
Oh, jeez. Tim Hill should have been him, but we're not going to get into that again. I mean, you talk about, hey, Nestor, nice to see you. 20 runs. 20. The five errors? Again, that's going to be a problem all season long with the Yankees. All season long. And Max Fried, 4 2/3, I wasn't impressed. And it was his first outing. I was listening to the radio broadcast because I was coming back from acupuncture, and I heard them, Susan kind of, like she wanted him to stay in for the final out to get the win, to get the decision, and it didn't happen. They took him out after 94 pitches, I believe it was, something like that. She wasn't too thrilled. But 20 runs, the Yankees kicked the Brewers' ass, and, you know, Aaron Judge, 3 homers, killing it. 9 home runs total. But, as you know, with Aaron Judge, it's not what he does in a regular season anymore. We've seen this before. He's going to have a monster regular season. This, I mean, last year, he had 6 weeks where he stunk, and then he got off to, took off, and the rest is history. It's the opposite this year. He's off to a great start. And good for him. Good for the Yankees. I said it on my last show. Yes, I poke. Yes, I say things, but at the end of the day, I'm not a cowardly Met fan. I want the Mets and the Yankees to do well. It's great for business, it's great for both fan bases, and it's great for the intensity of a rivalry that's going to be more intense than ever because of Juan Soto. And I'm here for it. I want all the smoke. If you don't want it, you're a coward, whether you're a Met fan, whether you're a Yankee fan. You're a coward. I cannot wait for the Subway Series games. Should be fun. Both teams are legit. Both teams are World Series contenders. Both teams have flaws. Now, I don't expect the Yankees to score 20 runs every game. If they score 20 runs every game, just end the American League right now. Just end it. And the Dodgers are off to, you know, I don't know what they did tonight. I'll check it. I'll check what the Dodgers did. I know they're playing right now. Sasaki's pitching. You know, Mookie Betts, everybody's concerned about him, and he, weighing 125 pounds, hits a game-winning homer. So they're 3-0.
5-0.
Oh, that's right. Maybe they go 162-0. Who knows? Boy, if they end up having the most amazing season, that's going to be the biggest egg yolk on my face. I said they're not going to do it. They're not going to have this amazing season. It's going to be the biggest bust in sports history. Well, they're 5-0. I gave them bulletin board material. But again, this is about the Mets and the Yankees. Mets fans, relax. Only thing I'm concerned about with the Mets is Brett Beatty at second base. I just don't like it. I don't like him. Never thought he was going to be any kind of a player. And so far, I mean, that 3-2 count, swinging at, you know, the way Juan Soto swung at the hater pitch, which was nasty? Brett Beatty had no shot. He just flailed at the pitch 3-2. He looked horrible. Horrible. I cannot wait for Ronnie Mauricio to be ready to go. If I'm Carlos Mendoza, I'm saying, you know what? I know you're going to, you know, lefty, righty, whatever. Just start Acuna at second base, please. Please. I saw Acuna do more in 14 games than Brett Beatty's done his entire career as a Met. And Acuna did that when the season was on the line, with Lindor out, with his back injured. Brett Beatty's gotten the most opportunities out of any of these young Mets. And you know what he's done with them? He sucked. Sucked. And I don't care 0-6 the season just started. Go look at the rest of his career as a Met. Sucked. How many times did I see? Roll ground ball to second. Flail at this thing. Little chopper to third. He's not a Major League Baseball player. He's not. Or maybe he's one of these guys that in New York, he just can't handle it. And he goes somewhere like Colorado, and he kills it, but he's 50 games under 500. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan back after this.